Welcome to Soul Matrix Show, unleashing the power of your infinite soul with Sherry Collins. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show will help you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. We all have inner wisdom within us, and Sherry can help you find it. You can be the creative change that you want in your life, and Sherry wants to show you how to do that. Let's navigate on your soul's journey. Soul Matrix Show starts now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Collins, and you are on the Soul Matrix Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to dive in today, and we're going to talk about intuition and ego. And both of these topics were just discussed in the spiritual development course that we just did a launch on, which has become a huge success so far. And we're just starting on Thursday. So I want to dive in and talk to you a bit about what ego actually is. So ego is a part of us. Ego is not separate from us, but ego is the part of us that has those tantrums. And when we bring this forward with our intuition, it starts to help us to navigate both sides of every situation that we come in contact with. So in your life, you'll come up against things that aren't fair. You'll come up against things that are disruptive. It's how you react to those things that allows you to take those shifts and twists and turns and chaos and gentleness and kindness for yourself. But sometimes we just need to understand how these things play a role within our everyday life. So some of today's show, I'm going to use my own little tiny examples of things that I've had to go through, understanding the ego to, you know, the actual self, because we can bring it into like the subconscious mind, the conscious mind, and then, you know, everything else that's at play. If our ego is the negative aspect of ourselves, that's the duality, positive, negative, dark, light, all those things that we deal with on a daily basis. So if we have ego, and let's just say you want something really, really badly, and you're like, well, I don't want to wait for this, and I just want it now, and it's not coming. So a lot of people will find that frustration with manifestation. They're like, okay, I ask, it doesn't come, or I'm asking for this thing, and it doesn't come. So that's part of your ego that steps in the way and says, well, maybe you're not good enough for that. Well, you know, you didn't do the work for that, so you can't have it. Or some people will say you need to dive deeper into your shadow work, you know, to be able to clear that ego stuff out of the way. In all actuality, it's whatever you deem to be true of whatever you want to take into that. But from my own perspective, my ego is just a part of myself that loves to have temper tantrums, right? So think of yourself as that little child growing up that wants a treat, right? Maybe it's a candy treat, or you go to the dollar store and it's like a physical treat from the dollar store, and you're sitting there going, yes, I want that. And then mom says no. So you go from being super excited, oh my gosh, look what I found. And your mom's like, no. All of a sudden you go, oh. You know, we become sad, and it's not fair. I want this. It's not fair. And then we end up in more cycled chaos than needs to be. But it's the part of our internal self, that younger self, the aspect of yourself that needs that release of that tantrum to be able to put yourself back into alignment, right? It could be a short tantrum. It could take days, right? Some kids hold on to things for forever and a day. So as we get older, taking those things into perspective, how many times do you have a temper tantrum over certain things that you want, right? And then it doesn't become fair, and nothing seems to line up or into that awareness of how do I move this stuff out? And that's the negative, right? So the positive of that is the intuition, the growth, the, oh my gosh, I got it, it's mine, and being in that joyous state instead of chaos, and being in that flow instead of in resistance. So allowing yourself to go through these processes in your own life that allow you to see that growth and expansion, but also the other side of it. So I'm actually just in the middle of watching a series, and this came up in this series quite a bit. And the series is called The Chosen. And it's very interesting because, you know, where people are trying to protect or hold on to a representation of a name, you know, the other party of this, who is Jesus, he says, you don't need to fight. There's no need to fight. And that is so true for self. We don't need to fight and battle with ourselves. We don't need to fight with and battle anybody outside of ourselves either, because that's exterior to us, right? The ego is still related to you. It's still the side of yourself that's not healed yet. So what I've learned over the last couple of weeks and then doing this launch in the spiritual development group is that if I embrace my ego and I ask my ego what my ego wants, it's easier to get an understanding of why the ego's in tantrum, why the ego is being negative, why the ego wants attention, right? Maybe there's that side of yourself from childhood who's still in that tantrum on certain things that's never received the love that it wants. So here's an example of that. Maybe you grew up in a home that, you know, you only got things on your birthday or Christmas. There was no other times of the year that you got anything. Maybe that hug or that love that you wanted to feel from somebody was never there. If that's the case, there's a part of yourself, that ego side, that's sitting there going, nobody loves me. I don't get attention. So then if that's what's going on, then part of your physical body and your physical soul will say, I need to do this for the attention. And who doesn't want attention? Everybody wants attention in a certain way, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Whatever you deem it to be, just because somebody else is judging your thing, that's not correct either. It's your life. You live it how you want to. But the moment we start acknowledging what the ego really wants to show us and teach us, allows us to strengthen our intuition even more. And the reason why I say that is because the moment you give the ego the love and attention that it missed out on from all the years that you've been here, the more the ego stops having a temper tantrum, right? And that's where this let's move it out thing comes from. When things show up into your awareness between what's happening in your day or things that are transpiring in your life around situations and circumstances, we can choose it one way or we can choose it a different way. And by moving out the energy of the problem or the situation, allows the ego to stop reacting. It allows you to stop reacting, allows you to stop becoming in resistance to things exterior to you. And then that starts to help you understand where your body can be at ease, right? The dis-ease that we feel in our body is still just related to the ego because the ego wants attention, right? And how does the intuition play into all of this? Well, everybody wants stunning, amazing intuition, right? I'm not going to lie. I want intuition that never fails me. And it doesn't. It's 100% accurate, right? So if I'm sitting in that positive, I need to allow the other things to show up that make it tough in life, the things that show up around lessons being learned, around, oh, maybe today I can't buy this, or maybe tomorrow that I can. Maybe this situation that is external to myself is going to work itself out. And everything that we go through in our life is part of that learning process. My intuition can help guide me to the things that I choose. The intuition can help set me in that pathway of yes, this and yes, that. Do I need to have the ego show up after I understand what the ego wants? I really don't. We don't have to live in that ego. What we need to do is start understanding why the ego is acting out. How many of you guys in your own life, here's just a food for thought, how many people in your own life have never really understood your ego? Why it acts out, why it sits the way it does, why you react the way you do to certain things. Not only that is how much you hold on to. How many of you guys hold on to so much emotion, so much energy that you don't know what to do with it after you've suppressed it, right? Because that's usually what happens. We'll take on a whole bunch of stuff. We'll suppress our emotions to how we feel. And then we don't know what to do with it. It sits and bubbles and stirs inside of our body, creates tension, creates resistance, creates disease, hurt, pain, you name it. It's all the ego telling you, I need something from you. I need your help to understand this. And when we take situations and circumstances and we bring it into relationships and things that aren't right in our life, too afraid to make choices, too afraid to make decisions and change our structure of what we live and do, this creates that discomfort. And then we sit in tantrum because we're like, oh, I want to change, but I can't do it. I want this, but I can't do it. This is all part of that journey forward. And they're great steps. Don't get me wrong. They're amazing steps forward, but it's letting go of these pieces of resistance that we're holding on to. It's a tough journey. It's not meant to be easy, but it doesn't have to be hard, right? It can be easy. But if we sit in that pathway of understanding, it becomes even easier. Here's something else I've noticed over the past little bit, and we have talked about this previous episodes as well, is I feel like the word dis-ease that we have come to know, it's talked about enormously through the community. But what I'm starting to learn, even every time I go on TikTok and do a show on TikTok or, you know, do healings on TikTok, is learning to understand the moment I sit in something here in my moment that doesn't fully align, but I don't need to react to it. I don't need to bring an emotion into it, but I just need to bring it in and understand it. Kind of like going to math class. When you're in high school or public school and you're in math class and you're like, I don't get this problem. It doesn't make sense on paper. And you know, for some of you, reading something on paper doesn't make sense. Some of you need to actually physically see it in a different way. And that is me. Give me a textbook, I'll sit there and go, what? I don't get it. I need you to show me physically what that is. I am a visual learner. And if you show me that, I can do it right away. If you give me a textbook, it takes me longer to figure it out. Usually I have to write it out first, right? So this is no different in the structure in which we hold on to information in our daily life. If I'm bringing in a problem and I'm overthinking that problem, I'm overstimulating that problem within my mind and my body. Anybody got anxiety? Because that will be your process. You're taking it in, holding that emotion, holding those energies, and then it's too hard to let it go because you've already suppressed it, right? We create chaos in the brain. And then after that, it becomes this spiral. But if we stop that process, stop, breathe, think, and go, okay, hold on a second. Do I need this? No. Does this create value? No. It's just nonsense. It's noise. Can I just allow that to just go? Can I literally just allow it to walk away from whatever's transpiring? Do I need to hold that energy? Can I go in and tap into that ego side of myself who looks just like you and say, hey, what's going on? What do you need today? I've kind of neglected you. And if you do that process, that brings you in closer to the ego. And I will say this. So since last Tuesday, when I aired this whole spiritual development 4-day workshop, a lot of people have come back to me about this exact thing, is understanding their ego and how the ego plays a role inside of them. So many people have shifted their life because they understand why the ego is there now. That doesn't mean to say like the things that happen to you are not real for you. They're totally real to you, right? Because you lived it. That's your experience. But the situation and circumstances in which we live, right? So if this is something that you're going through or have gone through in your life, not a person, situation and circumstance, put the person on the other side if it involves somebody else. If this is a circumstance and situation, how does this make you feel inside your body? This was not fair. This didn't align with you. This was not right. This hurts. This person over here could have been the one to create this. Absolutely. You still reacted to this. Doesn't matter what this is. It really, truly doesn't matter. It's how do I need to solve how I feel about this? And by bringing up the ego side of yourself and asking them and addressing those things, you'll start to see that resolution and you'll start to feel those pieces of the ego break off and just move itself out. And you can do this every moment of every day, because in the end, being able to release the deepest, darkest shadows that you hold, the things that people don't even know about you, those secrets that you feel like you've got to lock and key them away, it's time for them to go. Because honestly, they're not serving you. And walking through this with your ego will allow you to understand those sides of yourself that have been hidden for so long. When we tap into our intuition, the intuition can help boost us up past where this energy of the situation and circumstance used to be. And what we're going to do is I'm going to go to break and I want you to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about ego and how the ego plays, how the intuition plays a bigger role than what we even give it credit for. So stay tuned, come back, and I'll see you guys very shortly.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air,
and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Living a life by design. It's the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with host Esther Graham. Tune in every second and fourth Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Discover that what is possible is already in you. God designed a phenomenal life for you. At Living a Life by Design, Esther helps you ignite the energy behind your personal journey. For more information, visit fddwomen.com.
So are you ready to be pain-free? Do you have issues that have plagued you for decades? Well, get ready to be BFFs with your body physically and emotionally. The Body Channel, Lynn Waldrop, takes a dive into your health energetically with programs like the Mega Detox, Issues in the Tissues, and for the long haul, the COVID Correction. Know the cause and how to fix. Have a question on how Lynn the Body Channel can help you? Visit thebodychannel.com today.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins on Transformation Talk Radio, Soul Matrix Show. So let's dive into intuition. So intuition is that gut feeling. Intuition is kind of like your inner beacon of light, your radar system, kind of gives you that gut feeling sometimes that says, ooh, this isn't the right choice or I shouldn't be doing that. Now, intuition can be fun to play with and experience in a couple of different ways because your intuition will give you signals throughout your body. But they'll also give you like communication outward as well. So like signs on trucks, 111, 222, angel numbers. But also sequences of like money, feathers, songs. You know, there's so many different ways that we can tap into intuition. For me, I go by a lot of feeling work with inside of my body because I do a lot of feeling work when I do healings on people. So my feeling sense comes in very, very strong. And here's just as I was talking about before, like I'll use my own example. So I went out and I found someone to purchase my SUV because I really needed a truck. We are receiving a horse. Plus I run a company with my son that we need to buy plywood. So I'm like, great, we're going to go buy this truck. All of a sudden find a truck that can get it in 3 weeks. And all of a sudden it's like, this went wrong and this went wrong and this went wrong. And I just went, oh, okay. What do I do now? Call the bank. I'm like, yeah. So just trying to get a truck. And they're like, you can't do this. And it wasn't the truck, but it had to do with my name. And I'm like, oh, so I'm not allowed to access my bank or my money with this name. They're like, not really. I'm like, that's awesome. I can choose to be mad. I can choose to be pissed off. That would have been the ego side going, this isn't fair. But I sat back and I went, okay, what am I supposed to learn from this, right? I trusted my gut. But what you'll notice sometimes, even with yourself, is when there's a situation that comes up, that it's like, okay, this doesn't feel right. This is not fair. I really need to rectify this. It's how you approach the rest of it. So the gut feeling will come in that says, okay, this is okay. We'll figure this out. Okay, I have the money for the truck, so that's okay. I have that. It's the whole name thing that's the issue. And I'm like, okay, so that's the only thing. So we'll do the work to get that changed. But then all of a sudden the mind starts to play tricks. Oh, maybe you're not supposed to have that. Oh, no, you know, now you can't have anything. I'm just sitting there going, what? Where is that coming from? So I can choose to buy into the story that my ego is telling me, or I can go, well, hold on a second. If I can rectify this, I can still have that. And if this is this, then I can still do that. Okay, that's doable. And if all else fails, I just buy the truck outright. And I'm like, okay, so what does my ego need in that moment? To stop screwing with my head, first and foremost. You can think whatever you want, but I don't have to believe whatever you're telling me. That negative side, I don't have to believe that story that you're saying. So I can literally go, okay, what do you need in this moment? Maybe it's just a little bit of a chat. Hey, we've got this. We've got this covered. You know, there's no need to fret on your side. You don't need to have a tantrum. We will work it out. Right now I have a car in my driveway that's pretty much brand new. So we're okay. We have a vehicle. We have everything we need. And then all of a sudden ego goes, okay. So all of a sudden this whole chaos thing that was transpiring for ego just went, okay. And it just stopped. And so now it's about the anticipation. Okay, can we have this now? And can we do this now? Can we do this now? And now the ego is quieted, right? So now ego joins in the celebration. That's like, okay, here's your drug. So in your own life, you can start looking at those exact same things. Is where does my ego step in and where does it step out? Where does it try to create something that's not truly there, right? Sometimes we have a tantrum for nothing and we're like, what the hell was that? Right? I've done it. I'm just like, what? So when we can start moving that stuff out, those little tiny tantrums that happen, and then starting with the doubt and the external mind chatter, the moment you can start releasing this stuff, the moment you'll start to feel and trust that intuition even more, right? So let's just do a little bit of a fun exercise, and you guys can play along at home. And we've done these before on other shows as well. So if you just close your eyes and say, yes, 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 over and over again, yes, 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 yes. Where do you feel that yes feeling on your body, right? So this is all part of that intuition. I need to feel it in my body. I need to feel it, sense it, know it. I need to feel it. And how does that feel? Does it feel good? Does it feel aligned for you? Say it again. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Now that you have that, you can jot that down. How does that feeling of yes feel for me, right? Because now you're stepping into that alignment for yourself. Okay, now we're going to play with no. So no, 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 no. Where does that show up? Is it heavy? Is it light? Can you feel it in one part of your body? Something that would show up all the time if it was a constant. No, 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 no. And interesting enough, as children, most of the time we're told no. So we get to learn that heavy, suppressed feeling from a very young age, right? It's not very often when we're children, you know, being free as birds and all these things that our parents keep saying, yes, 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 right? Especially when you ask for higher and more expensive things. No, 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 no. You start to suppress and carry that weight of the no in your daily life. How much no are you carrying from your childhood and don't even know it, right? So tap into that no, 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 no. Where do you feel it on your body? Okay. So basically you just played with your intuition there. Right? That's that gut feeling that gives you that instant, ooh, okay, this is how it feels, right? You can start tapping into other feelings and emotions. How about the word happy? Happy, 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 right? And as soon as you sit in the word joy, let's just play with that one for a second. Close your eyes and just feel joy. Joy, 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 joy. Right? For me, it starts to uplift me and feel that joyous, and then I feel the tingles through my body. So you can start tapping into some of this stuff too. What I truly want you to get to know, though, is those decision-making feelings in your gut. This isn't for my highest and best good. I'm getting a pushback. I'm not going to do that. Ooh, this feels really good. I'm going to go and do that. Right? We don't want to stick ourselves in resistance. If this is the resistance that shows up and you're like, oh, this doesn't feel right, and you keep pushing past it, there's a consequence on the other side. You're not going to like the consequence. Could be mild, could be heavy, it could be something that you're not expecting. But there is always something there because the universe is trying to slow you down and stop you from making those decisions that aren't for your highest and best good because you're asking for that direction. You know, if you're able to tap into your guides and the energies around you as well, start listening to where that falls into alignment for you. If you're getting this strong sense that you shouldn't do something, don't do it. And if you do it, what is that on the other side? What does that feel like? And intuition can be like a valuable, valuable tool if you use it in the correct way for you. There is no wrong way to use your intuition. Everything else depends on that ego and the resistance and how far you're willing to push that boundary. I've had the consequences, absolutely. Right? When we do things too fast and too rushed, We don't pay attention to things. That's when things happen. And this is all part of the intuition showing you, hold on a second, slow down, right? People who struggle with weight and the way they look, it's all ego-based. And if you understand what the ego is trying to tell you and show you, you'll be able to move those energies out of those situations right away. Whether somebody told it to you or somebody said something to you or showed you something, they're all interconnected into your intuition and your ego. But again, everything is you. There's 0 points of separation. Everyone thinks that everything is so exterior to us. Source, God, creator, universe. Everyone pictures it up there, that it's so far away and it's not tangible. It is right here. It's never not been here. We just look exterior for everyone else to give us the solutions to things, right? We want someone else to give us a solution to the problem they've created. How many times have you created your own problem? Whether it's drama related, whether it's, you know, picking fights with people that you don't really need to because you're having a bad day. I have done that. I have literally done that. I've picked fights with people or picked arguments with people because I'm having a shit day. And it's okay to have those days, but it's learning to understand what is the ego trying to tell you, right? And then stop yourself before you have that reaction outward. And then you'll start to align yourself back into a different headspace and body space and mind space. So that now everything opens up into a pathway forward instead of resistance. Most people will sit in ego as opposed to getting better and doing better, because ego feels good to a lot of people. Okay. And then if we go into the different labels that people put on things, again, I'm going to reference narcissism. You can call it whatever you want to. I prefer just people who like to be right. And if you actually think about it, where in your life are you okay not being right? Everybody wants to be right. In their own mind and in your own way, you are right, right? There's no judgment on other people. When you call them those names, that is them. You're basically judging them for something that, you know, you've adapted into. Whether you agree or not, you have choices to either stay or go. And that's your intuition telling you that this isn't comfortable anymore. I need to go. Sometimes it's just around making that decision for you that says, I got to go. Pay attention to your gut. When your gut tells you this doesn't feel good, what are you going to do next, right? And it's paying attention to all of those things that show up in your life. They're all just strategies to help you. There's a lot of other ones that show up as well. So being an empath is another one. You know, the moment we step into align with those things, we become that, right? We're lowering ourselves into these timelines of these words that says, oh, I'm this or I'm this. In all actuality, it's not true. Being an empath is just part of your spiritual clairs. When we add it all together, it's the ability to feel things. Most people are depressed or have anxiety or who are on medication because they don't want to feel their emotions. When it gets scary and it gets hard and we feel our emotions, the first place they go to is, I need to stop how I feel. And it's okay. But what if you just actually felt that? Because those feelings that you feel, again, that's part of your intuition, is just around the circumstance or the situation of whatever transpired. And now all of a sudden your body is going, oh my gosh, I need help. Oh my gosh, what do I do? And again, stop, breathe, think, tap into your body and ask what's going on. Talk to the ego. What's going on? Why are you reacting to this? How is it making you feel? That feeling, when you get to know those feelings really, really well, you will start to understand everything that's going on inside of you. And then the fight ends up leaving, because we don't have to fight anything. There is nothing to fight about. It's understanding what you need first and foremost, which then in turn comes back to the validation. So again, we've talked about this prior. Validating yourself, validating what you need first and foremost, will start to change with your intuition and the ego. Because if you are paying attention to yourself and what you need, you will start to see everything else start to change in your life. Now you have the trio, mind, body, spirit. And that all encompasses everything that you truly already are. Going through this spiritual awakening or whatever, ascension, whatever you want to call it, it is truly just about you connecting with yourself. So what I want to do is I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to give you guys a little bit more information on this huge course that's coming out starting on Thursday. And if you're ready, we're ready to have you. We are so ready to go. The launch was a humongous success. We've had almost, I think we have 10 people so far who've joined and many more to come. So stay tuned. Let's talk about it. And yeah, feel free to ask questions too. All right. See you shortly.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Tune in to No More Rules, The Impact of Being You, the first and third Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And join the movement to awaken your inner power, be the creator of your own healthy life, as they help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcome limiting behaviors and beliefs. Listen to thought-provoking conversations and visit YourImpactWellness.com to schedule your consultation today.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, GetRootedRadio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
You're driven. And it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins, and this is Transformation Talk Radio, the Soul Matrix Show. So let's talk a little bit about this whole big class and course that's starting on Thursday. So starting on Thursday, it will be over Zoom. There's a private group that everything is happening in. And again, we are going to talk about understanding your intuition. We are going to go so in depth with this that you're not going to even be able to say, that's my ego or my intuition. You're just going to know. It's going to be extensive. Everything that we're going to do in this group is going to be a deep dive into everything. There's so much content. So I'm just going to run through a bit of it. So part of this is learning to understand yourself, learning to understand how you show up for you. It's about your intuition, right? Your intuition will lead you and guide you in everything that you do. But it's also understanding that ego just a little bit more. Because the ego plays such a big role in our life until we decide that, you know, we no longer need that part, it's still there. So in the course that's starting on Thursday, protection, learning to understand your clairs, your chakras, understanding to do mediumship, understanding all of your clairs and how they work as one, understanding palmistry, understanding your charts, like your birth charts, understanding how to utilize them for yourself, read the energies off of that. Your birth charts will actually determine a lot of things in your life and the pathways forward. Birth chart can also help you to understand like numbers as well, what numbers to use in good sequences, in sequences and everything that you do or put out there, eights, fives, threes, all those. We're also going to do beginner's magic and intermediate magic, understanding how you can use, you know, your words to create so many beautiful things. Again, I just manifested a brand new truck, and literally there is a wait list for trucks. Like in Canada, it's 4 to 12 months to get a truck, right? Because they're only building to order. So I managed to manifest this truck in 3 weeks. Right? So the universe does listen to what we say. So about manifestation, how to bring that into your life and use it for yourself, obviously, but to literally bring in everything that you want into your life. I've been teaching manifestation for almost 4 years. I love it. And there is nothing we can't do or have. It's also about learning to understand how to heal your physical body, how to understand those signs and signals that show up. Again, we tapped into the yeses and the noes. Those are body like feelings and sensations, but we're going to go into a deeper dive of that. Learning to understand how to heal your body super, super quick. So there's a brand new modality that I'm actually brought out with a girlfriend of mine, Monica, and that new course is going to be in that as well. So it's going to be probably 6 weeks. So you get that with the course anyways. But there's so much more. I'm going to teach you tarot, right? And oracle. Like these are all oracle cards, right? We're going to teach you how to read these, how to create spreads with them, how to read them for yourself, how to read them for others. We're going to teach you how to read tarot. Now, for me, tarot, when I first started, was like, I don't know. And then I just fell in love with it. And I absolutely just love reading tarot for people. For a lot of people, this becomes scary and hard. When you make it simple, people want it, right? Everything that I teach is super, super simple. I don't teach things that are hard because there's always an easier way to do something, right? So, but bringing this forward, it is truly about understanding you and that anything that you want, you can manifest those changes. This spiritual development course is about 18 months long, possibly longer. The nice thing about this course that is put before you is that you can pick and choose if you want to stay in for the full time. It's a subscription. So it's a monthly subscription to come in to have access to the groups and the calls and all those things. But the content in which you're going to learn is far beyond what you will find anywhere else in one group. You know, learning to read auras, crystals, you name it. Like we pretty much got it. Light language, light codes. Anything that you want to learn, I'm willing to teach it so that you can have that material. But to be able to bring this forward to anybody and everybody at a reasonable price was the biggest thing for me. You know, I have courses that cost up to $5,000 and if not more. So being able to bring this forward for anyone and everyone who's ready to learn, to do it for yourself, to take a step in and really start to work on the things that you want to work on for you, developing that spiritual gifts for yourself. You know, a lot of people will tell me, oh, I want to be just like you. Well, 4 years ago, I didn't even know where I was at with all of this stuff. It was brand new to me and I had to navigate it step by step. So now that I know what I know, and I've been teaching this for almost 4 years as well, like this is not my first go around teaching Claire's and all this stuff. I've taught it before. So being able to bring this forward to you guys, to be able to help you guys awaken into your spiritual abilities, you know, is for me, it's just a blessing because I freaking love it. So with the payment plans that we have, so there's three different levels that you can come into. One is in the $80 range. The other one is in the $60 range. And there's another one at $116. And every single one of them will give you something different. I'm going to direct you into my Pure Radiant Soul Academy site if you want to look it up. I will be on my website, just not yet. But everything comes with something for you. I just want to stress that this is something that I never expected to be doing. 7 months ago, I thought I was going to be doing a whole different program for a year-long program. And the universe just showed up with this one day and said, create this. And I'm like, okay. And it brought me back to that movie, Bull Durham, where he got this little whisper that said, if you build it, they will come. And he was building a baseball diamond. And lo and behold, he built it and the team started to show up. And it's kind of like when the universe asks you to do something and the universe whispers in your ear and says, get going, you don't say no. And that's where I want to bring you guys, is that without a shadow of a doubt, when you know, and just take that leap of faith, whether it's into my course or anything else, it's up to you. I totally love to see you in my courses though, but wherever you're being led, just take a leap of faith. There is no wrong answers. There's no wrong choices. It's all a learned lesson. Whatever you get to step into, you either want to stay there or you don't. We all take things that are like, I could have gone without that. But when you start to step in and go, you know what, this is right where I need to be, it's like home. The nice thing about this group that we've created is that you're going to end up with the most amazing soul tribe members that you never thought you needed. I know even for myself, sometimes I feel like I'm in a different place or a different timeline than a lot of people. And as soon as I get together with my group members, it's kind of like home. Like I'm just excited to be there and to show up and, you know, to have all of these things at my disposal. and be able to have friendships. And, you know, we're planning so many things for the coming few months that, you know, people I don't even know are like, I'm in. Like, I haven't even launched it yet and they're already in. So it's kind of like when you build it, they will show up every step of the way, whatever you're meant to do, however it makes you feel. That's where I want you to start aligning yourself, because that will show you exactly between ego and intuition. What do I need to bring forward? What do I need to heal? And what do I need to move forward with? And you'll start to see your life change. I get being in every aspect. I've been there. I've been poor. I've been, you know, in the hard times. I've been in the desperation. I've been in the, I feel like shit. I've been in all of that. So I do understand everything, but I also know that you can change it. I know that you can change it with my heart, with my soul. I know it because I've done it. And I'm just going to teach you exactly what I did to get to where I am, where it's like I trust everything. And even if that means that it doesn't matter what anyone else does, it matters what you do, then you're ready. I'm going to teach you how to take a piece of chalk and write the stuff you want on your walls, because I can't even tell you, when I sit and look at my manifestations in front of me, the ego doesn't show up to go, oh, you can't have that. The ego shows up and goes, yeah, we're ready. Let's do this. So now I have the ego on board with me instead of fighting with my ego, right? I don't need to fight with my ego. I know she just needs a voice, but I'm going to be her voice. And I want you guys to find your voice. I want you to find the voice inside of you that says, I'm ready. I'm ready to step out. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to heal. I'm ready to take the lead. So if you're ready, you can go over to Pure Radiant Soul Academy. And there's a write-up, a listing there for you to click into. If you don't find it and you're kind of a little bit stuck, feel free to email me, sherrycollins1@hotmail.com, and I will direct you into getting that information for you. Again, the class starts on Thursday at 11 a.m. If you're not there, that's okay. There is replays of everything in the Facebook group, and there's, depending on which program you take, there's replays in the library and stuff like that. So we have you 100% covered in anything that you want to learn. And anything that I don't learn, I will find that teacher to teach it. So you don't have to worry. There's immense amounts of healing, and everything that I've done so far, there's so much purging that happens, that you get to let go of those parts of yourself that are in conflict, the parts of yourself that, you know, you're afraid to have them, or they show up and you're like scared that something's going to happen because they're showing up. It's about embracing everything that's going to come, and your intuition will help you embrace it with you. I'm just grateful that you get to do it. I'm grateful that you get to walk this journey with me. I'm grateful that you guys are here every week to see me. But I'm grateful that you're part of my tribe, because there's no judgment. There's no limitations. It's just one. And we're meant to be in this together. And I just want to say, even if you don't join me, I'm super proud of where you're at. Congratulations on every step you've taken, because I know that it's not easy. I know some days are freaking hard, but I'm just grateful that you got to do it. So I want to wish you an amazing rest of your week. I want you to go and practice what we talked about today. Understanding your ego, understanding the gut feelings, talk to your ego, let them know that you're good and that you love them, embrace them, and bring in that next component of your journey, whatever it may be. I'd love to hear about your journey too. So if you want to send me a message, I'd love to hear from you too. So sherrycollins1@hotmail.com, pureradiantsoulacademy.com, and I look forward to seeing you guys on next Monday. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you for listening to Soul Matrix Show, Unleashing the Power of Your Infinite Soul with Sherry Collins. Tune in live every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show helps you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. To learn more about Sherry and her services, visit sherry-collins.com. That's sherry-collins.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.